Our own Adam Polsky shares his experiences on Richmond, British Columbia's Canada Line. It's the easiest monorail in any large city in North America. He describes his arrival at the Vancouver International Airport with a memorable meal at the Shanghai River Restaurant. He also goes on to describe the Richmond Olympic Oval, Richmond's Aberdeen Center, and the International Buddhist Temple. He gives us tremendous details about the Delta Vancouver and the Westin hotels, and he shares his experience with lunch at the Shanghai River Restaurant. It was his first time enjoying the finest foie gras at the Termonto Restaurant, and he also goes on to tell us all about the River Rock Casino. And this is only day one.
If prepared properly, the chef is in love with what he does. It will be the experience that I felt. It's you gotta go to just people who maybe have had foie gras and have had it maybe in a similar type of dish.
I've read reviews on foie gras and none of them read like yours.
What the privilege was, the honor and the treat in dining there,
mm-hmm.
was that unlike 99% of the restaurants in which I've eaten at, the chef loves to cook more than anything in the hotel.
The Termonto?
He understands cooking. Yes. You can tell when a chef truly loves what he's preparing, when he would eat that dish himself right there and be completely satisfied. And that's what that dish tasted like. It tasted like an expression of himself. Like, this is what he does, this is who I am, and I love doing it, and I'll do it till the day I die. That's what that dish tasted like to me, and that's why it was so special to me. And that's what really provoked that whole jestful and carefree attitude.
Wonderful.
I became lightheaded.
Yeah, it was wonderful. So I'm going to ask you, Adam, if a meeting planner were to bring a group to Richmond, what hotels would you recommend, if any, or would you actually use the Delta Vancouver?
It was the Delta Vancouver International Hotel.
And the conditions. Tell us about the conditions.
Immaculate. Just
immaculate is a huge word.
Gratuitous friendliness. It was a joy and a pleasure to be around. But the number one hotel I would recommend to meeting planners.
Tell me.
That exhibited the most professionalism and the most beauty would have to be the Westin at the Wall at the International Vancouver Airport. The Westin. The Westin has these three gorgeous towers, tons of thousands of square feet of meeting space, and everything was absolutely just perfectly constructed and modernized. Everything was just revamped at this hotel. And the staff truly, truly, truly loves what they do. When you go to a hotel and somebody merely shows you to your room and says, this is where you're staying, this is where you can meet, this is where you do this is where you eat, it's nice. But when you go to a hotel and you have hoteliers that not only explain the amenities, but actually really get excited by it, you know that they're representing something that they love and can really base a lot of stock in. And that's exactly what I experienced when I was there. These men and women who toured us around, they were just completely in love with the hotel and working there. It was at its just peak of professionalism, peak of cleanliness, and peak of beauty.
And you're right.
I've
been to hotels, and I can tell by the staff how happy the staff is to be there. The manner in which they behave with me, and not realizing, I don't always tell them that I'm there on a familiarization tour. I sometimes just go and enjoy. They're not aware that I'm going to write about it. Recently, I went to the Plantation Golf Resort in Citrus County, Florida. Everyone was so professional and happy to be there. It makes a difference in your stay, doesn't it? The quality of your stay?
Absolutely, because you feel as if the people running the place and the people hired at the place are not merely workers, but actually enthusiasts,
yes,
of the accommodations, then you feel like it is the place that is worth the money.
And it's a place where I would bring groups to, that I would recommend to my friends in the travel industry who bring large groups to venues. And I wanted to ask you about the Olympic Oval. I hear that it's massive. Tell me what you saw. Describe it.
The Olympic Oval is, this, I would say, almost the size of your modern airport. It is huge. It's a behemoth, a monstrosity of beauty and exercise and well-being. It is three stories, three tiers of just absolute wellness. Your third story where the majority of your workout equipment is situated overlooks a balcony onto volleyball courts, basketball courts, hockey rink, indoor soccer field is just absolutely massive and gorgeous. Everything is clean, pristine, and open. You feel you are special just to be in there. It's where the Olympians trained for the 2010 Winter Olympics. They trained here specifically, and the place was revamped just for these men. And we had to make sure these Olympians would be absolutely blown away by the accommodation. And they were. It was a joy and a pleasure to exercise there. You didn't feel like you were in a gym, because essentially you're not in the gym. You are in one of the most foremost and amazing exercise facilities in the world, and it really shows.
Now, I understand there's a rock wall.
There's an extremely unique type of rock wall.
Explain it to us. Tell us about it. Tell us about it.
The rock wall has 10 settings, strength and endurance. And what it does is you climb this wall as the wall turns counterclockwise, you're climbing. And you can climb for as long as you can stay on that wall. It's about 10 feet high by about 8 feet wide, and it is just a rotating wonder. It's amazing. If you like to exercise and you want a really unique experience without the fear of having to fall or having to wear a harness because you're climbing a rock wall, This is ease and convenience right at your fingertips.
There's no harness?
Because you can't hurt yourself. It's not high enough for you to hurt yourself. There's a little pad. If you fall, you fall a foot. Fall 2 feet, you can't really hurt yourself. It is designed to be completely safe.
I understand that if you're in any part of the Olympic oval, that you can see the rest of the athlete and all those that are exercising at all times from wherever you are?
Yes, one of the treats to exercising there, you're exercising and you're on the third story and you're cycling or you're stretching or you're running or you're lifting weights, you can see down to the rest of the entire facility, which is humongous. And you can see all of the other athletes working out or playing team sports. It really just gives you joy to see all these other people exercising while you are. And you thrive on that strength. There's that synergy there. You see other people exercising and working out and bettering themselves, and you're doing it too. And you play off each other.
And I understand you visited the Shanghai River Restaurant.
I couldn't have asked for a better lunch in my life after that exercise, after that workout. It was absolutely fantastic. I couldn't have. I've never been so perfectly full in my life. What it offers is authentic Shanghainese cuisine, rated one of the best Shanghainese restaurants in all of North America. Canada. It was unlike any other dining experience I have ever had. It was probably something you won't even see unless you're in China or you're in Shanghai. There is a glass wall, this glass partition that separates kitchen from dining. And with authentic Shanghainese chefs preparing the food right in eyes, sight, and earshot, right there for you. You get to actually see your food being prepared for you, and you know it's fresh. You know it has just been cut. You know it has just been prepared or steamed because you see it, and it's brought to your table, and it has somewhat of a tapas feel to it where you can order maybe 8 dishes for 4 people, and you'll be full, and you get a taste of the entire culture. You really get the freshest ingredients. You can taste the freshness. You taste it. Nothing's frozen. Nothing's been saved. Everything is fresh, cooked to order, and it is a dining experience of a lifetime. One of my favorite restaurants, and I wish we had places like that here.
Is it correct that they had basically set it up for the Chinese population so they didn't bother to make an English menu? And from the many Canadians and Americans that kept eating there, they had to go and create an English menu? Is that correct, or is that just gossip?
The restaurant and its owners stem from such a modest background that they didn't think that they would appeal to English-speaking locals. So initially it was just an all-Chinese menu, no pictures, no English words. They realized this influx of English-speaking patrons that walk in and had to keep coming back and found a little bit of difficulty in ordering, being that they can't read the native Chinese language. They revamped all their menus with pictures and English texts. Now they have decided, because they wanted to stay true to their history and culture and keep it exactly how they would have it in their own country. But they did it to accommodate, and they did it out of respect for where they are and to somewhat kind of acquiesce at the time.
That sounds excellent. And I wanted to ask you about the International Buddhist Temple.
International Buddhist Temple of Richmond is notably the second largest Buddhist temple in North America, the continent.
Is it really?
Yes, and it is a sight to see. There are golden statues about 20, 25 feet high. They're indoor and outdoor praying ground. And there are people there who are praying prayers almost as if they were to just be praying at home. They are humbled by their religion. They are taken aback by the beauty every time. And I couldn't believe my eyes when I walked into this one room, one of the main prayer rooms, with a Buddha that was probably 25 feet high and 15 feet wide, all golden and ornate and beautiful, and hundreds of thousands of candles lit. I felt like I was...
What an experience.
I felt like I was in a completely different country.
And the public worship in this Buddhist temple?
Yes, if they are an adherent or follower of Buddhism, they are allowed to worship there. Of course, they need to pay respect and keep their silence as those in prayer are conducting their rituals.
Mm-hmm.
And it is open to the public, of course, as long as you adhere to respecting what goes on inside there.
And sure.
No pictures are allowed inside prayer room. And, of course, that would just simply disrupt prayer.
Of course. And the Aberdeen Central Mall, tell us about that. What's it like?
I couldn't ask for a more perfect mall to a perfect little city. The mall is incredible. It features things that I've not seen in another mall before in my life.
Like what?
For instance, it has a $2 store, which everything is $2. But unlike conventional dollar stores you find elsewhere, these items actually are unique. Most of the items are either Chinese or Japanese imported, ranging from clothing to sports accessories to home appliances and goods. Everything is about $2, maybe a little more, but depending on what you want, and it truly is a bargain. They also have a Lamborghini store within the mall. I've never seen a Lamborghini store. There's a Lamborghini car sitting directly in the store, obstructed only by little glass windows. And you go in the store, and you go in any store in that mall, and things are a bargain. I was very surprised at the prices, and it is really beautiful. There is an oval-shaped overhang of the second story in which you can stand on the first in the foundation. You can see almost every store in the mall. Very easy to navigate. Real treat.
So you highly recommend it for shopping then?
Absolutely. I couldn't think of a better place to shop. You want clothes or accessories, appliances, any type of supplies that you might need, you'll find it all right in there in the Aberdeen Mall.
Now, the River Rock Casino and Resort. What did you think of that? Tell us about that.
If there are any other hotel that I would stay in, if you want to add the professionalism and wonder and mystique and enthusiasm of the Westin at the Vancouver airport, and you want to add just a touch of fun to it,
mm-hmm.
you want to add a little bit more, a little bit different style of class,
mm-hmm.
the River Rock Casino, absolutely the River Rock Casino. They have one of the most upscale buffets that transcends the meaning of buffet in
really?
The River Rock Casino Hotel and Resort. One of the most beautiful pools I've ever seen. The pool overlooks the harbor. The harbor is a gorgeous sight.
Oh.
You can see the sunrise as you're bathing.
Mm-hmm.
The Tremonto restaurant on the other side of the buffet is fine dining at best that I've ever eaten at in my life.
It is where top of the line.
It's where I had the foie gras tasting. It is where I had some of the best cooked lamb of my life. It's where I had one of the best mojitos I've ever had in my life. And I inquired to the service staff. I inquired to the restaurateurs. I said, what type of rum do you use in this mojito? They said, it's not the rum, although the rum is top shelf. So knowledgeable they were. Said, because the rum is a white liquor, it hardly adds taste. The taste of the mojito comes from the muddling process. And they told me about the muddling process. It was a raspberry mojito, and it was one of the best-tasting cocktails I've had in my life. Tremonto is dim, comfortable, very easy to just kick back and be yourself and have a good time, and at the same time, have one of the best dining experiences you'll ever have. I vouch for the place after eating there just once, that it will be one of the best meals you will ever have.
At the Tremonto.
It was at the Tremonto, and you look out the windows, and you can see the harbor from there, too. It's completely windowed, and there, everywhere you look outside, it's another beautiful sight to see, whether it be ships passing, cargo ships passing, being pulled by tugboats in the distance, the sun setting over the horizon. It's gorgeous.
Oh, Adam, did the,
like
did
every
the sun,
single one of your senses.
Did the sun set while you were having dinner?
Actually, it did. I couldn't have asked for better weather
what
or
timing?
Better views. It was all completely coincidental. It was like the gods were just planning this night of excellence. And that's definitely the sun.
That sounds wonderful.
They're friendly. They're all friendly. They welcome me as one of their own. They welcomed me, even though I was just touring there.
Mm-hmm.
They welcomed me with just open arms, open minds, and not bashful at all to communicate, ask me questions, and just be very open, really, really open, and open-minded as well. It was really, really fun. It was one of the few towns that I've ever been to in my life that really is so gratuitous with respect, just so bursting and abundant with it. It's just
what
so
a,
much
what a lovely thing
to
say. What a lovely thing that it's abundant with respect. I have never heard that before in a description of a location. That's absolutely beautiful. Well, I thank you, Adam. It's been a delight to talk to you about Richmond, British Columbia, Canada. And we'll get together in a day or so, and we'll talk about day two.
Sounds splendid. I'll speak with you soon.
Okay, good night. You're listening to www.syndicatednews.net, Internet Radio.